As we lift your holy name,
oh, I can't hear you.
You are our eyes closed. Jesus, surely around here, your presence is found. Lord God, not that we haven't felt you and we haven't spoken to you all week. Father, even yesterday, Father, for us was an absolute Calvary, Lord. Father, we had your Bible opened all day. Lord, we spoke to many people. Father, Lord, if the phone companies were to look at our phone bills, they'll see, Lord, the work of God that was done for your kingdom. And bless all that we do, Father. For Lord God, we know not when you would call us out of this life, but whilst we're here, we want to sing these songs of Zion. We want to, Lord, confirm that your presence is constantly with us, O God. Lord, Father, and one thing you've showed us, O God, when your children gather, you said when two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. And when we like this, Lord, we can bind whatever situation, whatever need, whatever desire. Lord, we can bind that thing right now in Jesus' name. Father, whether it be issues of, Lord, Father, papers, we bind them in Jesus' name. Issues of accommodation and housing, we bind it in Jesus' name. Work, college, oh, Father, not forgetting the flesh. Oh, God, whether it be a young brother, young sister that's caught up, Lord. Father, oh, God, in the cares of this life and desires to turn back. Lord, we have power today to bind it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But, Lord, it can only work. Father, oh God, as you through the prophet said, God works on both sides. We can pray, but Lord, Father, whether the sister who desires a house, if she has faith and she believes, she can receive, oh God. Father, I'm believing this day for the issues that I have need of, Lord. Father, oh God, I receive them even in this song, worship, oh God.
Amen.
Father, though we be a few, but there are many with us this morning. Father, we feel your presence even from now as we start. We desire to take off and to finish off where we left off on Friday.
Amen.
We desire, Lord God, Father, to go from glory to glory, believing, oh God, that when we part from this place and the word has been ministered, Lord, Father, we ponder even upon those words of life, oh God. Lord Jesus, bless us now. You minister unto us, oh God. Choose the right songs that you would love sung, the songs that would bring the presence of God down. Bless the saints that have traveled. Father, we believe today we're in one accord. Father, they are meeting as well as we are meeting. They are singing the same songs that we are singing. Bless us this morning. Let your holy presence furnish all the needs that would be even amidst your house. Those that be not with us, whether it be illness that held them up, whether it be a spiritual situation, whether it's just been, Lord, Father, backslidden, we claim them this morning, O God. Give them no comforts away from the house of God. Father, we come now with, Lord, joy amidst our hearts. Bring those that are on their way. And give traveling mercies to those that would return from the wedding, Lord. Grant them safe journeys back home. We ask your grace now. Fellowship with us, O God. And confirm that surely your presence is here with us, O God. Grant us grace now. Let us break through, O God, through this dry ground and break free, Father, into your spirit of worship now. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's get over that key D, worshiping, and whilst you're there worshiping, you pray. You pray. You be in prayer. Don't just sing like tradition, but just be in prayer. And when you're in prayer, I was singing last night, we had such a good day, we went home and we're dancing this African music, and Sister Nachiza said, oh, this brother, he can dance. I said, if I could be on the floor with you people and I didn't have to play, I'd be dancing like a madman. Yes, because I love the Lord. I could, but I can't. I'm stuck here. But you dance for me. Amen. Amen. Dance like David danced.
Amen.
Until his wife said, I'm embarrassed. You see, he loved the Lord so much. Let's sing that song. Let's sing that while we take an offering. Let's sing that song. John was in the spirit on the Lord's day. John was in the spirit on the Lord's day.
Oh,
Father God, we approach you once again with thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord. Prayer has been made, Father God, Father, for our worship today, which we want to offer to you. And now, Lord, we approach you, Father God, to thank you, Father, for giving us strength to work, Lord, for providing our every need. And Lord God, we are mindful of your word. We are mindful of your kindness toward us. Lord, we want to pray and ask that you bless, Lord, this tithe and offering. Father God, which was given by your children on this day. Father, with a willing heart, O God, that they yielded, Lord God, and given all that they can. O Lord, we think of a time, Lord Jesus, when with your disciples, Lord, you watched and a woman gave, Lord God, just this littlest of amount, Lord. But you asked her who gave the most. Father, it was her because she gave all that she had.
Yes.
She gave with all of her heart.
Hallelujah.
And Lord God, your people have given today with all of their heart. We pray, Lord, as you promised, Father, you said, try me and see. Lord God, if you not open up the windows of heaven, Father, to bless and to restore. So Lord, bless and to restore to your children, Father God. Abundantly and richly is our prayer. Bless these offerings. You know the needs which are here in your house, Lord. And we're trusting that you'll multiply this, Lord, to meet every need, Lord. Father, we give thanks to you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let's sing that chorus again. By one, Sister Stacy comes and sings. Amen. Are you ready?
Still being it.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to sing a song. It's a song I wrote a good while back, but it's a good summary for every young brother, every young sister, any young believer that would hear the song. It just gives a message of what I come to believe. So it's just called I Come to Believe. Not by man's mind, not by man's power, but by my spirit, thus saith the Lord. Hey. In this life's race, it's not only to the swift, but time and chance happens, God knows. I've come to believe there's no other way to live in this world, but to live for Christ. If we all could behold His beauty in our eyes, then we realize our lives are hid in Christ. How do I see this day? What's the new birth? A personal revelation of Christ to you. He's the living word that's revealed in you, the mystery of God now revealed in Christ. I've come to believe there's no other way to live in this world but to live for Christ. If we all could be old, did you pray? God, a breakthrough. Did you hear from God? What saith He to you? Did you hold to His word? Keep your trust in Him. Faith in His word is victory for sure. I've come to believe. I've come to world, but to live for my Christ. If we all could behold His beauty in our eyes, then we realize our lives are hid in Christ. Show me the way, Lord. You are my guide. Without You leading, how can I abide? This morning.
Amen.
Nations are breaking, Israel's awakening, signs of the prophets foretold.
Yeah.
that song, The Days of Elijah. Amen. We thank God that Brother Nat in his house, that a burglary, I was telling him about a situation in our house. Ours was worse, brother. But it's not a nice feeling when you know someone broke into your house. You know, it's so, we just thank the Lord. We wonder what happens in the spiritual. But one day we'll understand it better by God. Amen. These are the days of Elijah.
Take me by the blood.
take us.
Take me past the outposts into that holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by.
Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your name.
For your righteousness that is only found in your presence. Be done, Lord, be done in my life. Jesus, I want to die. You must live. Your word is grace to me. I won't let you go till you bless me. Like Jacob, I will serve till I'm free. Thank you.
glory.
Oh, to begin the week right from his house.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, we thank you. In your presence we are strong. In your presence we belong.
Amen.
Because we were in you.
Amen.
Oh, thank you this morning, Lord. We bless your wonderful name. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you that the mystery of your will, that you will gather your children from the north and south, east and west. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We are the mystery this morning. The Lord, we have been gathered together in your name. We thank you. We bless you, Lord, for the week that has gone.
Hallelujah.
Oh, in our working places, yeah, in our homes, in our schools, our children. Oh, we bless you. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And now you've ushered us into the beginning of another week. And Lord, here we are in your presence.
Hallelujah.
Where we belong. In your presence, when we come, we are strong.
Yes, sir.
In your presence, we know that all things are possible, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, we say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For generosity.
Thank you, Lord.
You have given to us from our various homes, Lord. And you have brought us safely here, Lord. Father, we want to thank you, even, Lord, what happened in France, Lord, for our dear sister, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you, the Lord Jesus. Oh, all went well, Lord. And now, Lord Jesus, we thank you, giving glory to you, knowing very well that our brethren, we're coming, Lord. Father, you have already granted them many mercies, Lord. They are in your hands. Oh, Father, we thank you once again also, Lord, that even this morning we can call upon your name. And what we have tonight, this morning, Lord Jesus, oh, our precious sister, Reuben sends a prayer request.
Hallelujah.
Oh, in the name of Jesus
Christ. Amen.
The mother had a heart attack. But Lord Jesus, these things, Lord, is not part of our vocabulary. And Lord Jesus, you have given us authority, power, to bring down every storm, Lord, because you are in the boat with us, Lord. So in the name of Jesus Christ this morning, Father, we send for the word of healing.
Amen.
The word of deliverance, total deliverance, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we commit our sister to your hands. The Lord, even this hour, we know that, Lord, you have brought everything to normal, Lord.
Amen.
Father, same also, our little Zoe, Kadango. Oh, Satan, take off your dirty hands.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we know all these things happen, oh God, because of your attribute of healing.
Amen.
The Lord, it will come to pass for us to glorify your name. So, Lord, glorify your name in these two requests, Lord. And even as many, the Lord Jesus, all that stands here, Lord, needs same, Lord, Father. We believe the Lord. Healing has swept over this house.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord, even as we will tend to the reading of your word of God, we know you are the author of it.
Amen.
And Father, we believe the Lord Jesus, there is something in store for us. Set me aside, Lord, your servant to God. I am nothing, Lord. I'm not here to be heard, Lord Jesus. We want to hear from you.
Amen.
So we are with all ears, Lord. Father, we know the Lord. You said, as many that you have caused to come into your house, Lord, they will be satisfied with the goodness of your house. Lord, bless your word of God and let it be a living bread unto us. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with your thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We be seated.
Praise the Lord.
You are welcome to the house of the Lord this morning. And we know, I saw a snapshot from the wedding that came over in France. So the couple, the rainbow behind them.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So beautiful. It shows that everything is in the hands of God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord and
Amen.
Our pastor and all the brethren who went to support our sister. These two gentlemen is to come back. And we know they are bringing testimonies.
Praise Amen. Lord.
And we know that there are going to be more weddings here.
Yes, sir.
We don't need to travel.
Amen. Yes, sir.
We have to be here.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Mm. Pastor was telling me a long time since there was a wedding here. There are many on the waiting list.
Amen.
May the Lord find their partners.
Amen.
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 And bring them together.
Amen.
Now look at the children. When I came here first time, they were all very, very little children. But now they all occupy seats. Amen. And last Friday, many of you were not here. Last Friday, we were looking at the scripture, two scriptures. And I will come on to something, what happened in one of our brother's home. The devil is just a liar. Amen. Last Friday, we were looking at two scriptures. And one of them, I've not yet read to this scripture. I'm just looking at what happened last Friday. One of them was Joel 2:25 and 26, where God said, I will restore to you the years.
Amen.
Amen.
The years that the locusts have eaten. The cankerworm, the caterpillars, and the palmer worms.
Amen.
I will restore those years unto you.
Amen.
My great army will do that work.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And he said, and you are going to eat in plenty.
Amen.
You are going to eat in plenty and be satisfied.
Amen.
And then you will praise the name of the Lord. Like this morning, how we have been praising the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he had dealt wondrously with us.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Are we truly eating in plenty? Are we eating plenty?
Amen.
Oh, not a natural food. Praise the Lord. I'm not talking about a natural food. I'm talking about the spiritual food.
Amen. Amen.
Are we eating in plenty?
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because there is another scripture also in Amos 8:11. Amos 8:11. We say, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. One scripture says, I will restore to you the years.
Hallelujah.
That the locusts, the caterpillars, the cankerworms, and the palmer worms have eaten. I will restore to you. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Then, another place, he said, I will send what? Famine. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And these 2 days are here with us.
Amen.
These 2 days are here with us. That hour he's talking about is here. The Lord has restored. Praise God.
Amen.
He has restored.
Amen.
And at the same time, the famine also, he has sent the famine. So the question is, where, in what field are you gleaning? In what field are you gleaning? Are you in the field of plenty, or you are in the field of the famine? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord that we are in the field of plenty.
Amen.
Amen. These two great prophetic days, they are here with us. So the prophet said something in this message of Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, it is my humble belief that we are living near the end time. Then the prophet said, oh, may I make it a little more personal, saying we are living in the end time.
Amen. Amen.
And I believe it's time for what? Restoration to the church.
Amen.
It's time for restoration of the church that was promised by God that he will send in the last days. See? And I believe that this day, that when the word has been preached so much, this day that the word has been preached so much, see, the days are what? Getting darker and so evil. See, the two days are still what? Here.
Amen. Amen.
While the word is being preached, oh, so much, the days are getting so dark and so evil.
Yes, sir.
Till according to God's word, he said that he will restore all that the caterpillar had eaten, the purple worm had eaten. He said he will restore back again. And this day of the restoration of the spiritual gift is given to the church. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Then he said, now, along in that, we are bound to find what? False things. Satan, the shrewd person, he works day and night in the children of disobedience. See? He said he can impersonate. So this day that we are in, the devil also is working day and night.
Yes, sir.
While the true word also is what? Is being preached. Amen. Amen. And so, as the prophet said, he said, it will be so close. The truth is moving on. And the false also is moving on. Amen. And he said, it will be what? Very close. Because both are receiving the same manifestation of what? Of the gifts. Of the spiritual gifts. Both are receiving. The true and the false church. It's just like what? The tares and the wheat. They are on the same ground and they are receiving the same sunshine and the same rain. The false, the truth and the false. They are all receiving the same grace, the same manifestation. So they will be very close. But how can you know the difference? By the seed. Amen. By the seed. The wheat. Yes. There's life in it. But the tares. Are you going to eat tares? Praise the Lord. But they are receiving the same, so it will be very close. So, my brother, you see, there will be what? The days of famine and the days of what? Plenty. So, which field are you gleaning?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. In which field are you gleaning? Because he said again, the prophet said, just today I was reading a little place of the scripture, Amos 8:11. Where it said there will be a famine, not for bread or water, but for hearing of the word of God. He said the people will go from sea to sea, from east to west, to and fro, everywhere, seeking what? Seeking the word of God. And fail to find it.
Yes.
Why? Why are they failing to find it? It's all because they are going up and down looking for what? Only miracles. Because if they hear that, oh, there is a prophet here, oh, who can perform miracles, they all rush to that place. the world. Moving to and fro, always looking for what? A powerful prophet or bishop somewhere.
Mm.
Or looking for what? The beautiful church. Mm-hmm. Or that has long towers. Or the church that has only what? Rich men. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
They are not looking for the world. So where are they dreaming? They are dreaming. Said the famine, what God said he will bring, it is true. Spiritually, they are hungry. Spiritually, they are sick. Spiritual amnesia. Amen. He said, if they don't fit this nation at this time, I don't know where it does fit. That means that's what is happening today. See? Today we don't need bread. We don't need bread. We got plenty of it. We got plenty to eat, plenty clothes to wear, nice homes to live in, and everything. But there is a famine for the hearing of the word of God. My brother, it is here. It's a famine. Hearing the word of God. And man would know what to believe. See, they are confused. One said this, and one said that. One said this, and the other said something else. Baptism alone. We have, as the prophet said, we have about 900 different churches, and you may get what, 900 different ways of baptism. Mm-hmm. While the Bible says one baptism, one Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It all comes to us recognizing your prophet and the message of your name.
Hallelujah.
That's all about it. Praise the Lord. So, while we were hearing all these things Friday night, that the Lord said, I will restore. And he said, restore means what? To bring back or to restore. We read all this last Friday. He said, a claim can be what? Enforced.
Amen.
Bring anything back to its rightful owner.
Hallelujah.
Amen. See, there is some way it went away from it, from the rightful owner, and can wander around anywhere, but it will be restored.
Hallelujah.
To bring back to where it really, the one who really owns it.
Mm.
To bring back to its normal estate, where it was at first time. To bring back into what? The natural condition.
Mm.
He said, in order to do this, we have a right to enforce. To enforce this rightful condition of restoration. That's why we were talking about all this. And the devil was not afraid. Even men were what? Going around, he went to a brother's home,
yeah,
a prisoner for a night, to bother the place. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, like, if somebody stole your property, and they are holding the property captive, then you can take the law and go to the person. And the law enforces this person to restore this property back to its natural owner.
Amen.
That's why they were reading this. Praise the Lord. And so some also, he said, in the spiritual also, we have what? We have the law. We have an agent, which
Amen.
Is the Holy Ghost,
Amen.
Who will enforce whatever the enemy has taken to bring it back.
Amen.
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 And we know that we have a God that he said, whatever the locusts, the palmer worm, the canker worm that the pillars have eaten, I will restore. So we will be remember our brother in prayer, whatever they took from his house. Amen. The Lord says, I will restore.
Amen. Glory.
That was what we were on last Friday. The Lord said, we do what he will restore.
Amen.
So my brother, just take heart and the Lord knows everything. He will restore. We know what happened to what? Job. We don't know. Job never knew what was behind the scene. But it was God that was what? Using Job to tell Satan that, look, I have someone. No matter. He will never denounce me. Take whatever you want from him. Praise the Lord. The devil went out there, took everything. Took everything. But he never charged God foolishly. He never asked of God, but why? But he said, after even the report came that all his children were dead, said he went, got up, dragged off his clothes, shaved his hair, and fell upon his face and worshipped God.
Amen.
He said, Lord, you gave and you have taken. Blessed be your name.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I know that's exactly what my brother has done. And that's our prayer also. And what happened? God restored everything. In many forms. He's that same God of Job this morning.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. So my brother, we have a God. And sometimes, you see, this morning you are in the house of God.
Amen.
The Lord. That will not what? Stop you from coming to church. This is all something God is looking at all these things. And he will reward. Amen. That you never decided to what? To stay at home, to mourn over the things that the enemy has taken away. But you still come back to the house of God to worship him. It is a blessing. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Shall we stand to the reading of the word this morning? Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Today, also, we are still on the teaching of the book of Hebrews. And we have two scriptures to look at. Last Friday, we looked at these two scriptures. We saw that these two scriptures are what? Are working today. We are looking at another two scriptures from Hebrews. The same Hebrews. Amen. Our first reading will be Hebrews 4:6, which we have already read it last week. Hebrews 6, 4 to 6. Then the second reading will be Hebrews 10, 26 to 29. Let's hear the word of God. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Second reading, the same Hebrews 10, 26 to 29. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fear indignation, we shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy, and under two or without mercy under two or three witnesses.
Yes.
Of how much sorrow punishment suppose he shall be brought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of praise. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, many Bible readers pick on these two scriptures, and Lord, it has always been misinterpretation, Lord. But Father, we thank you, God, that you give us a prophet. Amen. Who have made, Lord Jesus, the truth of these scriptures unto us. And this morning, as we look to it, God, we are bringing ourselves to remembrance, O God, what these scriptures meant to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless your word. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated. Yes, here is two scriptures again from the book of Hebrews. And this sixth chapter of the book of Hebrews is still talking about perfection. It's still talking about perfection. And we know already the comments the prophet gave about the whole book of what? Hebrews. The prophet gave the comment. He said, it is one of the most deepest and richest books of the Bible. And it was supposed to have been written by St. Paul, the greatest Bible expositor. See? And the prophet says, Paul was training in the book of Hebrews, showing the Old Testament being what the shadow or a type of the new to come. Amen. So the book of Hebrews always speak on what? Two things. Praise the Lord. Always talks about the old and the new. Old and new. Praise the Lord. Very rich book in the Bible, as the prophet said. Amen. And this morning, looking at these two scriptures, many Bible readers make these two scriptures the same. They believe that it is what is the same thing. And so they quote one to support the other. But it is not so. Amen. We have already heard about Hebrews 6, 4 to 6, that it is impossible. Amen.
Amen.
It is impossible. So, you could see that this book of Hebrews, right from the beginning, chapter 1, right from the beginning, it went straight to talk about what? These two, the old and the new. Amen. We see where he said, God in sundry times spoke to the fathers by the prophets, but has in these days spoken to us by his Son. See, the two. The old time and the new time. It continues like that. So the prophet was saying that in the old time, in that day, he spoke by the prophets. But this day, it is through what? His Son. That's a privilege to us. In the old time, he spoke to the fathers by the prophets. But in this our present time, by his Son, he has spoken to us.
Amen.
So you could see the difference. Because the word itself speaking to us.
Amen.
It is not through another word, another mouth. But it is what? Lip to ear.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the word is speaking to us. As compared to the old time, it has to go through what the prophets for the people to hear.
Praise the Lord.
So the prophet said, That was the word of a prophet there.
That is what means, that means in the old time.
This is the word of the Son today.
Amen. And then the prophet said, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
He said, in other words, if we are looking at the shadow, that means the Old Testament being a shadow, he said, it is a negative. He said, you might make a mistake.
We have heard it before.
You might make a mistake looking at what? The negative of a picture. You can never identify the true color in a negative picture. If the person is wearing red, blue, or you cannot identify it. That is what? That is the Old Testament in the shadows. Amen. But it said in this our day, it is what? It is developed.
Amen.
The picture is developed. Amen. And so the picture now is clear. If it is blue, we know that it's blue. If it's red, we know that it's red. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We know during the time of what? Martin Luther and all, they were baptizing, all right? By baptizing in the water, in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It is what? That time, that was what? Their message for that age. But now it has become very clear to us.
Baptism in the name of Jesus Christ.
He said, and that was the prophets. This is by his son. He said, that was a negative. And this is what? A positive.
And the prophet said, amen. Amen.
Said, you see it? There isn't a chance to lose. It's positive thing. There's no chance for us to make a mistake when we hear.
See?
This day through his son.
And the prophet said, oh, how wonderful. Amen. The prophet actually loved it. Praise the Lord.
So, now we have read Hebrews 6:4-6. And the prophet said, friends, let us go on to perfection. Let us all go on to perfection.
Praise the Lord.
Because he said the God of heaven has appeared in these last days. We have heard from him. Not from what? The prophet, but we have heard from him.
Well, you may say, what about the prophet that we had?
Praise the Lord. My brother, God was speaking through a man. Amen.
Amen.
And so, the God of heaven has appeared in these last days. And is doing the very same thing that he did when he was here. When he was on earth here.
See?
Brethren, he said, let us take this perfection. Case, let's take it very, very serious. Because the Lord himself admonished us that be perfect. Even as thy Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.
We have already been admonished
that we should be perfect as our Father who is in heaven also is what? Is perfect.
Amen.
And then the prophet said, do you know there is only one way you will stand in the presence of God?
There is only one way
you can stand in the presence of God. And that means he is perfect, you should be also perfect.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have already talked about how you become perfect.
And then there's another thing, brethren, we need to consider. Seriously.
Amen.
And that is what? There are some people who are waiting for us.
Yes, sir.
There are some people who are waiting for our perfection, for them to be also perfect.
Serious.
That's why the scripture says we are compassed about by what? A cloud of great witness. just like what? A relay race. They started with the baton.
Amen.
They started with the baton. The first runner runs. And they run a good race.
Amen.
And then give the baton to the second runner. Oh, the second runner also did a good run. Then it comes to the third. The third also receives and also did a good run. Most of the time, relay races, the best runner is the one who goes last. See, they put the best in the first, then another best one in what? At the end. Praise the Lord. So you see,
amen.
The beginning, the church, perfect. The end, it got to be perfect.
Amen.
Got to be the same seed.
Amen.
So the first who starts is a good runner. The one who ends is also a good runner. The same.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, we are running the last lap.
Yes, sir.
The reason why they are waiting on our perfection, praise God, in the last runner is able to breast the tank and win the race.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. What happens?
All the four stand to receive what? The same medals.
Amen.
Gold medals.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. But if the last runner fails,
what happens?
All of them. No matter how the first three run good race, if the last fails, they lose force. All of them. That's why they are waiting. Now let's read the scripture. Hebrews 11, 36 to 40. Can you see it? The good race they run. Amen. Is that they were stoned from 37, okay. 37. Okay, 36, we started with 36, okay. I said 36, eh?
Okay.
And others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They went through all this, but they never denounced the name of the Lord.
Right.
It never changed their attitude.
Amen.
Just like our brother, Jesus went to his house and never changed his attitude in the year.
Right.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
37. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. Were tempted. Were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. Being destitute, afflicted, tormented, oh my. But they still kept the faith.
Amen.
They never gave up. That's the race. Amen.
Amen.
He said, of whom the world was not worthy. The world considered them unworthy people. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth.
My.
Then listen to 39. He said, and this all, having obtained a good report, though, through faith, received not the promise. They, this all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, you and me, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. You got it. With all this, the good race that they have run, without us, they cannot be considered as worse people. They've lost what? The race. They've lost the medal. That's why, my brother, my sister, we've got to take this perfection seriously.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Because look at what these people went through, and they are waiting on us to finish the race. That's why the scripture admonishes us that let us what? Put away every weight of sin and anything that easily besets us, and with patience run the race.
Praise the Lord. I saw the same Hebrew as Hebrew word.
Yeah, Hebrew 12. This one. The wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of what witnesses, let's lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily besets us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Amen.
All these witnesses, they are waiting on us. The prophet said, then Paul stands and said, but without us, they are not perfect. For they only look to the cross from far. They looked. They saw the cross afar. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Job saw it. Job saw it. That's why he could say, even if the skin worm would destroy this man's body, oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I know that day I will be in my what? In my body, and I will see my Lord, my Redeemer.
Amen.
He saw it from afar.
Amen.
So bury me there. Amen. He saw the resurrection. He saw it from afar. But the prophet is saying here that they only look to the cross. We look through. We looked through the cross. He said, we have the spirit of Christ after it becomes a human flesh and dwelt amongst us. We come here by the Holy Ghost, which is far a better plan. We have received far a better plan. Brother, the prophet said, and sometimes I wonder what Christianity expects today. What do we expect, brethren? What are we striving for? He said, a preacher, in these our days, a preacher or some new child calls himself a prophet, walks up there and says, if I can have the best car, he is looking for the best car. The preachers of today, he is looking for the best car. Church, you've got to buy me a Mercedes. The latest one is what? C30 or what?
C66.
You people have to buy me a Mercedes. See? Said a preacher. A prophet walks up and says, if I can have the best car, and my salary will have to be raised every 6 months. Huh? And he said, we have the best. We have the best homes. We have the best clothes. And but look at what they said. They were wearing what? Sheepskins, goat skins. Today, look at my coat here. My brother. There is a lot I need to do.
Oh, yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. Because the Lord has been given to me.
Amen.
And as a preacher, he said, you are to serve. You are a servant. You are not supposed to lord over the people. That is Nicolaitan spirit.
Amen.
He said, the greatest amongst them, what Jesus said, let him be a what? A servant. Let him serve. That's why he went down on his knees and washed his disciples' feet. He said, I know what I'm doing to go and do the same. But today, what we see? Then someone, he says, his word now. Look, if you kiss my ring, you have eternal life.
Yep.
Oh, my brother, my sister.
Sir.
Oh, my. Look at it, my brother, my sister. Far away from the word, the truth.
That's right.
That's the famine he's talking about.
Mm.
The famine he's talking about. I'll send a famine. So where are we gleaning? Thank God we are gleaning from the field of plenty.
Amen.
That's why I said, my children, they will eat in plenty.
Right.
And they will be satisfied. And they will glorify my name.
Amen.
You see what we need to do? Always to glorify his name. Where is that? What will we do when we stand in the presence of those men?
Mm.
Prophet is asking, what will we do if we stand in the presence of those men that have no place even to sleep, running away from persecution? Today, no one is running after us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Enough has been given to us, brethren, to be able to what? Finish the race. So that all of us will take what? The gold medal. He said, those men who wandered in goat skins and sheep skins, no place to lay their heads, wandering about in deserts, and somebody can make fun of us, and we are ready to preach change. Somebody just say something against me in the church, I won't go to church anymore.
Amen.
That's me. Oh, I went to prayer meeting yesterday. They said, I heard God will restore, God will restore. I went to home TV, things were broken to mind. I won't go to church anymore. There is no power over there. I told them I said. Amen.
Amen.
So somebody can make a little fun of us and we are ready to quit church. And not go back anymore. What Christianity requires today? We ought to be ashamed of ourselves, my brother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. A little something we get angry. And for that reason, the rest of what? The time you are in the church, that brother, that sister, you never talk to him or her. Hey! Brother! You begin to ask yourself, what climate?
Right.
What spiritual climate is boiling in you? Huh? What spiritual climate is boiling in you?
Zero.
Very, very cool.
Amen.
Very cool. You know, cold also in English it means something. Someone who is a cold somebody. Huh?
Mm.
It's always cold. Not that his body is cold, but what? Character. But let's watch it. The prophet said, oh God, be merciful to us. So the prophet said, friends, let us go on to perfection. We are without excuse today. We have no excuse at all. God of heaven has appeared in these last days and is doing the very same thing he did when he was here.
Amen.
Amen. Now,
As we read these two scriptures this morning, the first one being that, for it is impossible for them that were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, if they will ever fall again. No. The prophet said, now, we have sometimes believed that a man who once enlightened and fell away again, but the Bible doesn't read it that way. Amen. Rather, it's absolutely impossible for a man that has received the Holy Spirit to ever fall away. Amen. As long as you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the true baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can never fall away.
Amen.
Yeah. I heard only three amens.
Amen. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. He says, if you have the true baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can never fall away.
Amen.
Yeah, glory be to God. See? He said, now, I know what you legalists here got in your mind right now. But you are wrong, see? All right, I stand on this. And the Bible confirms it, that if God ever saved a man, he is saved for time and eternity. You can't make it say anything else. If God saves you, my brother, you are saved.
Amen.
Amen. Because he said God predestinated us before the foundation of the world. He predestinated us before the foundation of the world. Amen. That's why he could say, Jacob, I love. Esau, I hate.
Amen.
Finished. Praise the Lord. Finished. Because he knew who they were and how they will grow up to be. So if he has predestinated you unto salvation, my brother, it's finished.
Amen.
Amen. He knew every one of us by name before the foundation of the world. And he elected us to eternal life.
Amen.
And you know the word of God is eternal. It cannot change.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
No one can make God change his mind. Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
No, sir. What he has said is Father. What about Moses? Moses, when God was going to kill the people, Moses stood in the gap, and God spared them. But who told God spared them? God never spared them. Praise the Lord. Said Moses, okay, you stood in the gap, go. Now, start going. That was the time when they came to what? Kadesh Barnea. They came to the borders of what? The promised land. And he sent what? The 12 spies to go and look at what? At the land. And they came back. You know the story already.
Amen.
10 elders said it's not possible. And the people started to cry against what? Moses. When Caleb and Joshua stood up and said, hey, look, we are able to take the land. They won't listen. They provoked God.
Amen.
And God said, I'm going to what? Finish these people. And Moses, to start was a new people for you to take along. Moses took the wrath of God. And God abated his wrath.
Amen.
And so people say, Moses changed God's mind. No, sir! God said he will finish them, he finished them.
Amen.
So now Moses is stood in the gap. You know what? Okay, start going. He gave them a direction. The Bible says when they took that direction, they could still Red Sea far. And then the people said, hey, where are we going again? See? Took them round. Round. And as they were going, he was just what? Wiping them out. According to what he wants, his word, that he said that I'll finish with this generation. Finish all of them. Praise God. God has spoken. And it has to be what? It has to come to pass.
Amen.
So whatever God says is eternal. He sent Jesus Christ to redeem us. That 6,000 years ago, he saw us that we might appear to his praise in glory.
Amen.
Oh, he saw us. Even today that we are seated here, he saw us, my brother, my sister. So he predestinated us unto salvation. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can change it. My brother, you are redeemed.
Amen.
You are saved.
Amen.
Nothing can change it.
Amen.
Glory be to God. He said, how can you ever be lost? The prophet asked, how can you ever be lost?
Amen.
No way.
Right.
Now, if you are saved, you are saved.
Amen.
If God saves you tonight or this morning, knowing he is going to lose you 10 years from today, he's defeating his own purpose.
Amen.
Then he's no God. Having saved you, and he never knew that in 10 years' time, you will be running to the disco. Huh? And never come back again. No. That's not the way of God.
Amen. Amen.
But you miss it. It is two things. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You could be here, and still, you have not believed the message.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone.
Amen.
It's not talking about you.
Amen.
For you, you can what? Run back to what? In this school. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So you got to what? Examine yourself. And know where you are gleaning. Where are you gleaning? The word, you will be here, the word is coming all right. But it is not what? It's not resonating in your life.
Yes, sir.
You have put on what? The feathers of a duck.
Amen.
When you throw water, it goes to the feathers. Washing that is in of all the water go out. Praise the Lord. But if you have the skin of what? The sheep. Oh, it soaks.
Amen.
Amen. So he said, the infinite, almighty, eternal, everlasting wisdom, God doesn't know enough then. If he doesn't know that you, after saving you, you get lost, then he's not an infinite God. Mm-hmm. To know whether you hold out or whether you won't. See?
Amen.
Then he does not know the end from the beginning. But he knows it.
Amen.
He knows it.
Right.
Brethren, he said, by one spirit, we have already been baptized into that body.
Amen.
And the prophet asked, do you get it? That we have been baptized into his body.
Amen.
And I said, when you come to death, you are in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
When you are truly baptized into that body, then you are in Christ. And the world is dead to you.
Amen.
Now look at it now. You need to examine yourself. You are in Christ, and the world is dead to you. He said, you walk with the lamp each day. You are walking with him each day. And If you are walking with him each day, how will you get lost?
Praise the Lord.
If he is in your boat, how can the boat sink? Oh, the storms will come. The winds will blow. The billows will rise against your boat, but it can never capsize.
Amen.
Because he's in.
Amen.
That's walking with you. Amen.
Amen.
Walking with you. The troubles will come, the ups and downs will come. But my brother, my sister, you will never get lost.
Amen.
He is holding your hands. And while he's holding your hands, nothing can take you out from him. What can separate us from the love of God?
Nothing.
Your steps are ordained of God. What to do? The step that you take is ordained by him. Your thoughts is ordained by him. Your everything is ordained by him. See? So the trials and the testings, they will come. But he is in the same with you. So that's the way of God and his church. And when you are born in the kingdom, you will have your ups and downs, true. But you are still a Christian. You are still born of the Spirit of God. And God may have to take, you see, God may have to what? Watch. As I see your what? I see your persecution. I see your poverty. But thou art what? Rich. Now, let's look at the second scripture quickly now. Where people have made it also that, you see, the first one, they think that when you have a man that is what? Has been able to take all these, gone through. A man that has been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and the partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted of the good works, he can fall away. That's how the people take it. So they take the same second scripture also to be what? A type of it. That if we sin willfully.
Amen.
Let's look at the meaning of that. If we sin willfully, now he said, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Now, look at what the Paul says. Now, what about that, brethren? How does that look? Now, that is not talking about a Christian. The first one is talking about what? A true Christian. That he can never fall after he has tested of what? The good things of the world. Someone who has what? Been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts. Praise the Lord. That's the Christian. He's talking about the Christian. You can never fall. Amen.
Amen.
But here, he said he's not talking about a Christian. See how the book of Hebrews ends. He's not talking about a Christian. He's talking about a man that had the word and turned away from it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The first one is talking about a Christian that will have tasted all the heavenly good things and the Holy Ghost with the partaker and everything. That Christian can never ever fall away. But here, he's not talking about a Christian. He's talking about someone who had the word and turned away from it.
Amen.
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 Because he said, what is sin? For if you sin willfully, what is sin? Sin is what? Unbelief.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That means you heard it, you didn't believe it. there remained no more sacrifice for sin. That's the meaning of that text. Amen. See? You read it and you turn away from it. Let's look at what the rich young ruler. Amen. He had been what? Brought up really good by way of what? Moses' religion. He knew all the Ten Commandments. And he was living right with what? The Ten Commandments. Just like what? Paul, when he was Saul, said when it comes to what? When it comes to the perfection in what? In the law, blameless. But he saw something in Jesus Christ that was so special. Amen. That he wanted that one to add to his what? To already what he has. But it's not the question of what? How adding. The question of what? Dealing away with what? The old and taking what? The new. Amen.
Amen.
So when he met Jesus, Jesus told him, you've got to do away with all these things. Praise the Lord. And then take this one that I want to give to you. Praise God.
Amen.
And the Bible says he did what? To do away with it. Very difficult. Praise the Lord. Very difficult. But look at Paul. Paul was ready. Oh, glory be to God.
Amen. Amen.
Paul was ready. He said, all these things I count them as dung.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, for the excellence in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, I do away with these things. I don't look back again, but I look forward towards what God has.
Amen.
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 But this wrong ritual, he's found it so difficult to do away with those mosaic laws and everything. And think of what? The Lord's way. Amen. So these are the people he's talking about. Here. Turning away. Having heard what? The truth. Praise the Lord. Just like the 10 elders we just heard about. Amen.
Amen.
The 10 elders. They went to the promised land and they saw very well what God has said about the land.
Right.
And
Amen.
Even when they came, they testified of it.
Right.
They went, oh, for the land is true.
Amen.
As God said, it is very true. Amen. It is flowing with the milk and honey. And look at what the Caleb and Joshua did brought. That's a testimony. And for that one is true. But we cannot take it. Sad people is talking about here. Amen. My brother, he said, what is sin? It's unbelief. He that believeth not is condemned already. See? Sin is not smoking and drinking and committing adultery. That's not sin. Huh? But listen, don't say that, hey, then I can go back to my smoking. I can continue with my smoking.
No.
Huh? With my drinking and committing adultery. That you do that because you are an unbeliever.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. That is sin. Unbelieving. You do those things because what? You are an unbeliever. You don't believe. That's why you smoke, you drink, you commit adultery. That's just what? Attributes. Smoking, drinking, all these things. Attributes of what? Sin. It's what? Unbelief. Just to quit smoking, quit drinking. so forth like that, that doesn't mean you are a Christian. If you were smoking and you were drinking and then, no, I met a brother who taught me about the Bible and for that reason I've stopped smoking, I've stopped drinking, I don't drink anymore. That doesn't make me a Christian. Amen. That's just what? An attribute to your what? Conversion. That's the first step that you have taken. But you can, you see, you can either do it the other side or that side. But he that disbelieved willfully, after he has received the knowledge of truth, not after Christ is in his heart. Christ never entered into your heart.
Amen.
To dwell there. Amen. If Christ entered into your heart to dwell there, that makes you a Christian. But in this wise, he had it and willfully, he knew that there's truth in this thing.
Amen.
Many people look at your lives and they wish that they could be like you. They find it difficult.
Amen.
How can you receive salvation? If we sin willfully, disbelieve willfully, we have received, and after we have received the knowledge of truth, get it? Wasn't talking to a Christian at all.
Amen.
It's someone who doesn't believe. So, he said one time, a certain woman came to me, let's read it fast. Some woman came to me not long ago and said, Brother Branham, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian, but I blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. The woman came to him and said, Brother Branham, I'm a Christian, but I blaspheme the Holy Ghost. The prophet said, it's impossible.
Amen.
Amen. It's impossible. See? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's impossible for those that have tasted
Amen.
The good things of the word and have what? Received the Holy Ghost. It's impossible.
Amen.
So the prophet said it's impossible. A Christian could not blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Amen. You can't do it.
Amen.
A Christian spirit bears record of Christ's spirit. And you call everything that is God, God's. Praise the Lord. You
Amen.
Can't blaspheme the Holy Ghost. If you are a carnal minded, you can make fun and laugh at the Holy Ghost. That means you are a carnal minded person. You don't care how much you go to church. You are still a sinner. No matter how much you go to church, you are still what? A sinner. You are blaspheming the Holy Ghost. When they see Jesus descending their thoughts, they said it was God. He was a fortune teller. All those people. You see the truth. The Pharisees. Seeing the truth. The dead are raised. Who can do that? Someone dead 4 days. And these people still will not believe that the man is that Messiah. Oh, praise the Lord.
But
all these things came because of you and me. It happened because of you. The Lord is so good.
Amen.
He blinded them so that we can come in. But you could not believe it. 4 days someone is dead and then he's raised, and yet you don't believe the man. Someone who can walk on the sea, you can't believe the man. Someone who can say peace is still at the beam of the storm, the wind, you have to obey him. You can't believe him. Someone who said, Lazarus, come forth, for this dead is up. You can't believe him. You wouldn't understand it. Amen.
Amen.
Someone who can know your thoughts. You have come simply because you want to kill him. And truly, that was in their mind. Someone who come dead won't break 5 loaves of bread. And 5,000 are fed.
Amen.
Men. The women, it wasn't mentioned. The children, it wasn't mentioned. And the women and children are always more than what? The men. So it was more than 5,000. 5 loaves of bread. Oh, it's true. But what is counted is but one more alone will be counted. The people that counted the women, sister, and you, the children, how many?
Three.
Oh, praise the Lord.
15,000.
Surely the men, 5,000. The women and children, not yet. Sister Buddha will get what? Go along with 4. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sister Lydia will go along with what? 4. Oh, man. You will really grant you that Jesus fed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord. And this all, the people will not believe in me crucifying him. But all because of you.
Amen.
God blinded you. And the blindness was so great. The blindness was so great. Gross darkness upon the people that they could not recognize their Messiah. Yeah. But what? A Samaritan. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Who should come in when she was told, go and call your husband. Say, I have no husband. So, oh, you've spoken the truth. You always speak the truth. Yeah. But I don't. You have what? Already 5, and then you are living with another one, which also is not your husband. Their names are family and all these other things. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, woo! What is that Messiah I'm looking for? When he comes, he will be able to do all these things.
Mom, I can see you are a prophet.
She was able to recognize. But the leaders of that day,
they were blinded because, oh, Lord, we thank you.
Amen.
For blinding them so that we will come in. And now we have taken even what? The greater part of the part of Christ.
Amen.
Being the bride. Amen. And they are going to be what? The servants. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name. So let us go into perfection. How can we be perfect? Through the death of Christ.
Amen.
Not joining a church. Not through our good works. What we do. Praise the Lord. In another message, the prophet said, our good works is just more in appreciation of what he has done for us.
Amen.
But our good works didn't merit anything.
Amen.
For what Christ did for us. But our good works, we do it in appreciation of what he has done for us. Let's continue in our good works towards him. Because he has done great for us. He allowed himself to be made a little lower than the angels. For what purpose? For the suffering of death. That he would die for you and me.
Amen.
Praise God. Not because of any other things. We believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection.
Amen. So we are perfected because we are in him. The good God no more judge us because he has already judged us in him. He judged himself on the cross. Amen. And we were in him when he suffered on the cross.
Amen.
He judged us in him. Amen. When he judged Christ, he judged me, he judged you, and he can't judge me again. Amen.
Amen.
We are now the musicians to start coming. A real genuine Christian presses towards perfection.
Amen.
Is it true?
Amen.
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 A true, genuine, real Christian presses towards perfection.
Amen.
Until the world is dead. And you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And then it becomes impossible
impossible for you to get lost. Shall we stand?
Amen.
Glory be to his name.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But no man speaketh by the Spirit of God can call God accursed. No man. It's impossible.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. Only take all these great things that you have done for us.
Yeah.
Friday we look at two scriptures. Today we look at two scriptures, all from the book of Hebrews. And today, only one speaks for us, which we take as our own, that it is impossible. It is impossible that we will ever get lost. Amen. We are not that type of people that we willfully sin. That's through unbelief. When we hear the word, that's the end of it. But we have Christ. And so, it's impossible for us. And so, as the prophet said, we Christians, we cannot be victims of any circumstances. Praise the Lord. He said, we can never be victims of any circumstances. But we are looking at what happened at our brother's home. Praise the Lord. It can happen to anyone. It's part of what? The journey. But the prophet said, we are not victims of circumstances. Amen. He said, we are born to control every circumstance.
Amen.
And we don't notice even them. Job never noticed what was going around him. But he was looking at what? The promise.
Amen.
He was looking at the promise.
Amen.
Amen. He said, faith knows no circumstance. So whatever happens in your life, don't look at it. Let your faith, he said, faith knows only one thing. God said so.
Amen.
I will restore.
Amen.
And that settles it.
Amen.
Amen. God said so. Faith looks at only one thing. God says so. He said, I will restore. All what the palmer worm, the canker worm, the caterpillars, and the locusts have eaten, I will restore them.
Amen.
The wicked one, what he has taken from you, I will restore. God has spoken, and it is yea and amen.
Amen.
So it's your faith now that holds the fort and made the word of God come to pass. Just like what Joshua could speak to the sun, could speak to the moon, and God had to was obliged to make it what come to pass. My brother, my sister, this morning we have known where we are gleaning. We are gleaning the fruit of plenty. Because every word is revealed unto us. Amen.
Amen.
The same word in another pulpit, it becomes what? Fables. Stories. But we have the true, the full word. Because we have recognized the message of our heart.
Amen.
Brethren, that's why we need to thank the Lord. We have heard how he brought real darkness. Gross darkness upon some people just because of their unbelief to make a way for you and me. We must also reciprocate what the Lord has done for us. And now remembering those people also who are waiting for us, we are running the last race, the last lap. God knew that you can do the race. That's why he placed you here. Why he didn't place you at the time of when he was walking on earth here? Why he didn't place you at the time of Martin Luther or Wesley? But he brought you to this time because he knew you could do it. He knew you could do it. You could do it best. That's why he placed you and me here. So as the scripture admonishes us, let's put away every weight of sin. The things that easily besets us. And let's run the race that is before us. Let's run with patience. Patience does a lot. Amen. And run that race.
the Lord has done wondrously for us. Wondrously. That's why we need to always glorify his name. He has done wondrously, wondrously for you and me, my brother and sister. So as we pray, the prophet said, we have an agent, the Holy Ghost. That whatever the enemy has taken from us, we can claim it back. We can bring it back. So in our prayer this morning, this afternoon, as we pray, remember our brother and the family whose home was burgled, that we know, Lord, of nothing but restoration. You have restored in this our day. Everything has been restored. Materially, physically, spiritually, everything has been restored. And we believe it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever is missing in your life, whatever is missing, this morning, this afternoon, he's here to restore. He's here to restore. As he restored to Job, he's the same God of Job. Just believe by faith this morning, this afternoon, and say, Lord, I see that the enemy has taken this from my life. I know this thing should be mine. And so this morning, upon the basis of your word, my faith sees nothing. My faith sees no hindrance. My faith sees no obstacle. My faith sees only your word that says, God says so, and that finishes. That settles it. Let everybody pray. Commit or what? You see that the enemy has taken away from you. What has he taken away? Satan. Bring it back. Have the courage. You cannot take it away from me. It's my possession. My possession. God gave to me.
Your goodness, Lord, that is ever shining, that ever matures for us, Lord, that gives unto us, Lord. Father, even the blessed assurance, Lord Savior. Father, bless the word ministered, Lord Savior, today, Friday. Bless all the saints, even as they travel back. Father, grant us, Lord Savior, that we begin to come again, Father, come face to face. Lord, and partake, even of Lord Savior, sanctifying the nature, Lord Savior. We pray, looking unto you, Lord. Bless the brethren, bless the pastors, even as they travel and speak, Lord. Father, grant you, Lord Savior, grace that he, Lord Savior, may have come at least. That covers, Lord Savior, desire for him to do so. Bless us to the mother's way. Guide us, we pray, Savior, we pray. We come into our families before thee, forever, Lord Savior. Lord God, our brother, Lord Savior, Lord Father, I know. Lord, it's such a difficult phobia. Lord Savior, keep thinking, Lord Savior. His own Lord Savior is the Lord then our Lord Savior. We, Lord and Lord Savior, the all seeing fire is watching over him, Lord Savior. Father, we swore, Lord Savior, thank you, Lord Savior, I trust that Lord Savior, joy of our salvation, Lord Savior. And we would ask, Lord God, for those sins that we have need, that our human trust we are grateful. Lord, assign, Lord Savior, Lord, and know that Lord Savior is no pending, Lord. Father, how would Lord Savior is called, like my laps of Lord Savior. I pray, Father, for tyrants, what in Lord Savior ask me, Lord, help me, keep the Lord in the upon the south, whatever Lord Savior order, Father, with a constrained heart, Lord Savior, help us, let she, Lord Savior, be kindled, a love and a strength will be, Lord Savior, God. Bless Lord Savior, the saints, Lord Father, that Lord Savior, long since sir, and his Lord Savior, listen, tabernacle, Lord Savior, God, just listen and you see, then Lord Savior, Lord, many days, Father, you can glorify the Lord our life, and you bless your name, keep us as we come, and we return home, keep us given upon a great message, Lord, even as we go to and fro, to pray, Lord, send your Father, to follow all the various things that we do outside of this life, Lord, send us, and it does not hear us, keep us, we thank you, Lord, right for us, O God, grace and strength in abundance, Lord, to be born. And to them that are under persecution at work, Father, grant them grace that they will take their stand, like Lord Savior, close Hebrew brothers to Lord Savior, until there is grown, Father, into the fire. You let them, Lord, even in that fire, Lord, to be born. Grant us grace, Lord, to be grant us.
Produce. Ever shining, Lord. Amen. Father, for the restored word, Lord, the revealed word. Amen. For Lord, you've given unto us, Father, to live in a day when all things are being restored back. Father, even as our brother, oh God, clearly showed us that, Lord, we could have been in Luther's time, we could have been in Wesley's time, we could have been in any other time, we could have been in the day of the forefathers, but Lord, you desired for us to be this day. Because you had confidence in us. Amen. You had confidence that we would complete the job. Amen. Oh God, Lord, even as it was once ministered, Lord, Father, a good lawyer would keep his evidence for last. Amen. And you've kept us the evidence of this earth for last, oh God. And you desire for us to be manifested at this time. Yes. That Lord, Father, oh God, we, Lord Savior, Father, would be, oh God, the completion of this age, oh God. Amen. Lord, but help us that we be faithful, that we be wise, oh God. Lord, not to be forgetful hearers, but Lord, Father, to Lord Savior, do just the simple thing as you said, I am the vine and you are the branch. Amen. Lord, help us that we, Lord Savior, would be engrafted to the vine Christ. Knowing indeed, Lord Savior, that whatever fruit that Christ bears, the branch, Lord Savior, Father, we would bear likewise. Lord, and it cannot be that my brother Max would bear, Lord Savior, Father, a different kind of fruit than the fruit from me. Lord Savior, Father, we would bear, oh God, fruits of a similar nature. We would bear fruits of repentance. We would bear fruits, Lord Savior, of, Lord, a desperation for the lost. We would bear fruits, Lord Savior, Father, oh God, of a desire to constantly be in your house. Amen. Lord Savior, never forsaking the assembling of one another. Yes. For Lord Savior, when those fruit come, Lord, when Lord Savior, a believer would not desire to be in your house, Lord Savior, Lord, it's an indication that that is not the fruit of Christ. Yes, Father, we ask your grace today. We ask your mercy, Lord Savior, God. Yes, Lord. For Lord, help us not to focus, Lord, on the things of this life, Lord Savior, God. For Lord, Father, in no time, oh God, this life and this world that
we know, Father, would be no more. But yes, we desire, Lord Savior, when that would happen, we, Lord Savior, would be, Lord Savior, in a condition to part from this life, Lord Savior God. Father, bless us, keep us, grant us grace that we take this word.
Yes,
Lord Father, that we live this word, that we eat this word, we become one with this word,
yes,
we become changed by this word, Lord. Father, then, Lord Savior, there would be no divisions amongst us. There'd be just love, Lord Savior, amidst us, O God.
Yes.
Lord, that love of Christ, Lord Savior, would be so full amidst us, O God,
yes,
that, Lord Father, when people would come, they would, Lord, see none but Christ dwelling in us, Lord Savior God. Lord, bless, Lord Savior, our brother, as he's labored, Father, Friday, Lord, and today. Father, restore virtue, strength, Lord. Bless the saints as they return. Grant them traveling mercies, O God.
Amen.
Father, as we return home, Father, O God, it's a temporal home, Lord Savior. For
yes,
life is not about
yes,
this life, Lord Savior. We are only, Lord
yes,
Savior, in a preparation for the life after, Lord Savior God. Help us not to get acquainted and too used to this life, Lord, but always be like Israel was, Lord Savior, Father, when the angel of Lord, the angel of the Lord warned Moses to prepare for, Lord, that the next day they were leaving Egypt, Lord Savior God.
Mm.
Lord, they partook, Lord Savior, of Lord Savior, that Lord Savior Lamb, Lord standing, Lord Savior God.
Mm.
They didn't even sit, Lord
mm,
Savior, but they partook knowing, Lord Savior.
Mm.
Oh God, they were leaving Egypt, Lord Savior God. And Lord Savior, we see the signs all around us, Lord. Father, Lord God, that day hath come, Lord Savior God. Oh Father, for us to depart from this life,
amen,
Lord. But Lord Father, oh God, there are still, Lord Savior, I believe, some remnant, Lord Savior,
mm,
out here, Lord Savior, maybe in Carlo, maybe in Athai, maybe, Lord Savior, somewhere, but as long as we are here, there are still those, Lord Savior, that you desire to call in, Lord Savior,
amen,
God. Help us that we be wise at this time, Lord Father, and we be about the Father's business, Lord Savior, God.
Yes,
for Lord Father, when that last one comes in, Lord, we believe the next thing we would meet thee in the air. Bless us, keep us, O God. Grant us grace, Lord. Whatever strife, Lord, your children would go through, oh God, them at college, them at work, oh Father, them in attachment, Lord. Father, oh God, we believe, Lord Father, if we look to thee, oh God, you, Lord Savior, can give us that life of restoration, Lord Savior God. Lord, you can give us, Lord Father, oh God, Lord Savior, just a clean life with thee, Lord Savior God. Take us through those fires, Lord Savior God, that we go through wisely, Lord Savior God. Bless us as we part. Restore back, Lord Savior, to your children that they've lost, Lord, in coming to thine house, Lord Savior God. Whatever the need, Lord Savior, you meet the need today, we pray. And we thank thee for your goodness, that we would come back again and we would testify always of what you do for us, O God. Bless us as we part. Grant us grace, we pray. And traveling mercies to them that come back. We ask now for your grace. Bless our sister Rachel as well in a new life.
Amen.
Father, you prosper the sister. Prosper husband, Lord Savior God. May she be, Lord, a living example, Lord Savior, to our young brothers and sisters, Lord. For Lord, Father, oh God, you never said for us to marry in Egypt, but you said to marry from that land, Lord Savior God.
Amen.
And we would desire to follow the exact, Lord Savior, example, Lord Savior God. Father, give us grace, give us mercy, we pray. As has been said, that Lord, we'd see, Father, many a wedding ahead, Lord Savior God.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, and many a wedding that has, Lord Savior, been put together
amen,
by the Almighty, Lord Savior God.
Amen.
Just like, Lord Savior, Father, when, Lord Savior, you saw a need for Adam to have a bride, Lord, you put him to sleep and you performed the first operation,
amen,
Lord, and you pulled out his bride, Lord Savior, for you knew that in Adam was his bride, Lord Savior God.
Amen.
And I believe, Lord Savior, with every brother, Lord, and sister, you know exactly who their bride is, Lord Savior God, and who their groom is, Lord Savior God, but it's for them to seek that from you, Lord Savior God. Give us now thine grace and thine mercy. Abide with us always, we pray. Keep us, Lord Savior. Supply all our needs, Lord. Father, that we have as thou hast, Lord Savior. Grant us now mercy forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Come, Lord. something good.